AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Schools and subways reopen tomorrow in Brussels, but Belgium's government says the city and country remain under terrorism threat levels. AP's Angela Charlton reports from Paris.
It'll maintain the security measures at least until next Monday to contain what it says is a possible attack. The Belgian Prime Minister, Charles Michel, said that the rest of the nation will stay at the second highest terrorism threat level.
A fourth person has been charged in Belgium with terror charges related to the Paris attacks. Earlier today, French President Francois Hollande met British Prime Minister David Cameron as part of the French leader's effort to form a grand coalition against the militant group. Cameron tells reporters after the meeting he wants Parliament to improve Great Britain's military.
We've now got a stronger economy, and we can choose rightly to invest more in our national security. More ships, more planes, a bigger navy, a bigger RAF, a better equipped army, better in terms of fighting cyber attacks and fighting terrorism.
Hollande is scheduled to meet with President Obama tomorrow. Two young men, one 18, the other 21, have been arrested in the burglary shooting death of the wife of an Indianapolis minister. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry.
Larry Taylor Jr., he is charged with the knowing or intentional killing of Amanda Blackburn, as well as two counts of felony murder. In addition, Jalen Watson has been charged with felony murder and likewise multiple counts of burglary, robbery, theft.
Investigators believe one of the suspects, whom neighbors reported seeing in the area, may have noticed the Reverend Davy Blackburn leave his home that morning shortly before the break-in. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton says he's seen one video recorded on the night a black man was shot by a Minneapolis police officer. He says the footage was inconclusive. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 47. This is AP Radio News. Baby boomers are staying on the job longer. Here's our Shirley Smith.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the number of workers who are 65 and up has grown by 6% in the past 20 years. Sometimes they keep working for economic reasons, sometimes because they enjoy their jobs and they want to keep making a contribution. For them, it no longer has to be an all-or-nothing situation. More and more employers are offering phased retirement plans. The idea is to let the workers cut back on their hours or move to a less demanding position before retiring completely. About 8% of the bosses are now offering this. I'm Shirley Smith.
More than a few of those older people could be sitting down with grandkids, even great-grandkids, over Thanksgiving, talking about their lives. StoryCorps is urging high school students to interview a grandparent or an elderly person using a smartphone app that sends that audio recording to a Library of Congress archive. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.